It's time for truth, without the spin, without the bias, and without the political correctness. Get that every day at dnewman.org. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
Welcome to dnewman.org, the host of the Truth News Network. We're so glad you chose to join us today. We don't take your joining us any day for granted. You've got choices out there, and I want to say thank you for being a part of this family. And today on the 26th of June, a Tuesday, we want to talk about the GOP, the Grand Old Party. You know, for a really long time, the GOP was dominated by its own ruling class. You remember all of this. Now termed establishment Republicans. It's been dominated for decades. Counted among their leadership were, now follow with me here, Bush 41, Bush 43, Jeb Bush, all the other Bush family surrogates that apply, Mitt Romney, John McCain, Orrin Hatch, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and many, many others who have literally, or maybe just figuratively, gone away. But things are changing, as they say. Let's look at the GOP today. Enter Donald Trump. A former Democrat, former liberal thinker, turned Republican. But Trump is the antithesis to establishment Republican ideals. And that's the rub. We're going to talk about the rub. Many Republicans thought that Trump would never be able to amass sufficient support to win even the GOP nomination for president back a year ago. They were wrong. Many of these same GOP members were certain he could never draw voter support sufficient to win the general election. Certainly, of course, not against the darling of liberal America, Hillary Clinton. They were wrong. But establishment Republicans did not stop there. They kept piling on. They knew for a fact Trump could never get any of his campaign promises to affect real legislative accomplishments implemented if he somehow won that election, stole it, with the help of the Russians, from Hillary Clinton in 2016. Wrong again. Did you know that on the way to the White House, Trump defeated these other Republican candidates, most of whom were GOP establishment, through and through? Think about it. Let's just label them. Let's just talk and list who they were. Mike Huckabee. Rand Paul, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Chris Christie, Jim Gilmore, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, George Pataki, Lindsey Graham, Bobby Jindal, Scott Walker, and Rick Perry. Now think about this. I forgot to tell you. There were five more candidates you probably never heard of. Jack Failure, Andy Martin, Dennis Lynch, Mark Everson, and Jimmy McMillan. President Trump beat 22 Republicans, most of who were longtime GOP possibilities and far more likely than Trump for the job on his way to the victory. You know, one would think by now the GOP dinosaurs would have faded away. Instead, many of them have a death grip on the party. They refuse to step aside for the will of conservative Americans to move the GOP away from the old establishment, the grand old party, the GOP. Mitt Romney, Jeff Flake, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and many others are hanging on for dear life. Have you asked this question? With all of this evidence showing American conservatives just don't want it, why are they continuing and fighting so hard? Well, we'll get to that. First of all, let's define establishment Republicans. The answer to that question has been puzzling for many, many years. Who are they and why do they hang on? The answer should certainly be based on policy differences between the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. I mean, goodness, that's who runs against each other every 4 years. But during the past few decades, the differences between the two parties have dramatically blurred. If you write a list of major American policies and the positions on each taken by conservatives and liberals, you'll see that until Donald Trump took the oath of office, the differences between establishment Democrat and establishment Republican parties were slim, and in many cases, there were no differences. Donald Trump gave conservative Americans who for years had watched the GOP simply give away conservative policies, just kind of throw them in the dirt, bowing more and more to the whims of their liberal counterparts in Congress without any plausible explanations to Americans for doing so. Whether they were economical, tax issues, trade issues, immigration policies, foreign policy negotiations, health care, and the list goes on and on, the establishment GOP, without notice of intent to do so, just simply walked away from conservatives. And until Trump walked onto the conservative stage in 2015, no Republican, not one, really knew for sure what had happened to the GOP. Make no mistake about this, folks. The Republican Party has changed. Not away from its original structure with conservative ideals. It had already morphed into a Republican light mode, that of the establishment Republicans, but it's now changing back under Trump to those original Republican ideals. And the establishment GOP is struggling to survive in its quest to keep the grand old party alive and slipping more and more and more to the left. Listen closely. When Congressman Paul Ryan announced he would not seek re-election this year, and therefore he has to relinquish the House Speaker gavel, I wondered why he would make such an announcement without planning ahead to step aside to allow House members to elect his replacement as Speaker. You know, his doing that really seemed odd to me, but being a political cynic, it didn't take me long to realize that by now stepping down as Speaker, he had a plan. Then there's Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader. He barely won re-election to his sixth term in the Senate in 2014. And as an incumbent, think about it, five-time incumbent from a conservative state like Kentucky, he should have been a shoo-in. The GOP primary in that race was much, much closer than people thought it was going to be. According to analysis by the University of Minnesota, this was the lowest voter support for a Kentucky U.S. senator in a primary by either party since 1938. Yet McConnell went on to win, and he now leads the Senate. Like Ryan, knowing that in his home state and in the U.S. Senate he was growing less and less popular among the electorate and also among GOP colleagues on the Hill, one would think that McConnell would back away to allow other less controversial and much better liked senators to take the lead in the upper house. But he didn't. I still don't know why. I have some suspicions that we'll mention here. McConnell maintained his death grip on the Senate leadership position. And since, he has kept the Senate on what I'm calling a lazy river of legislation mode, slow playing every meaningful nomination, delaying introduction of new legislation as promised by Republican Senate candidates and President Trump during their 2016 campaigns. All of them made these promises. McConnell, in May of this year, 2018, announced the Senate would not take up any more, quote, meaningful legislation, unquote, until after the November midterm elections. He announced there were so many hot legislative topics on the minds of the majority of Americans and so much to get done, the Senate's going to take 6 months off. And boy, have they. Could the reason for these two establishment GOP leaders hanging around D.C. in their positions of power, could the reason be for other than to serve the voting constituents while leading the Republican Party? If Paul Ryan was really concerned about making sure loose ends were tied up before his speaker retirement and to maintain control of the House in the midterms, it just seems more logical to me for him to step aside. Why not immediately hand control of the House over to his successor, whoever the other congressmen and congresswomen decide to replace him? Doing so would assure voters like you and like me that whoever House Republicans elected to replace him would be both capable and committed to continue and push forward with the Trump agenda. Almost all GOP House members during their election campaigns or re-election campaigns in 2016 used the Trump agenda and the groundswell of its acceptance by voters to win those House seats or to keep them. You remember that. I mean, over and over and over again, when those people that were running realized that, hey, Trump could win this, and then it really looked like Trump was going to win it or had a great shot as a Republican, you were excited about it, and you supported the guy. And then GOP leadership, pretty much, in Congress, has turned away from the president and his agenda. Who can forget that scene of GOP Senator John McCain? Remember after he cast the death vote that killed Obamacare from even coming to the Senate floor for debate? Immediately following his casting that vote, he was seen and pictured, you can Google and find it, him high-fiving House Minority Leader Chuck Schumer walking off the Senate floor. American Republicans en masse wanted and still want Obamacare gone. It's a financial boondoggle that is destroying American health care, which until Obamacare was the greatest on earth. What has the Senate done to heed that GOP voter issue since? Nothing. Not even debating any possible changes to that bill, yet alone talking about repealing and replacing it. And you know what? We're going to talk about Mitt Romney. Yep, he is back on the stage. Mitt Romney, a whole lot more, and we're going to sum this up. When we come back at dnewman.org on TNN, the Truth News Network.
Morning face. You get is when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back, I've got mace!
Ow, that went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
No identity politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts. Right here at dnewman.org.
Where today on the 26th of June, we are analyzing why the GOP establishment is hanging on. And boy, are they hanging on desperately. They do not want to lose power. And Mitt Romney's back on the stage. He's taking another shot at winning another election. Not the president election. A longtime senator he is replacing in Utah, where he's running for the U.S. Senate, was not originally a Trump supporter. Orrin Hatch, after the 2016 election, threw himself into the job of supporting conservative causes and those of President Trump. And later, as he saw the Trump accomplishments pile up, Hatch said that President Trump could possibly go down as the best U.S. president ever. What about Romney and his Utah senatorial campaign and his support for the Trump agenda as he's running for election in the fall? And he is an odds-on favorite to win. This is what he said yesterday. I have and will continue to speak out when the president says or does something which is divisive, racist, sexist, anti-immigrant, dishonest, or destructive to democratic institutions. He continued, I do not make this a daily commentary. I express contrary views only when I believe it is a matter of substantial significance. Now, you know, I could spend an hour talking about what he had to say. I just want to point out one thing. He said he would speak out when the president says something anti-immigrant. Anti-immigrant. Think that through for just a moment. Anti-immigrant. What have you heard President Donald Trump say about anti-immigration? Nada. President Trump is talking about enforcing existing immigration law as passed by the U.S. Congress. Oh, yeah, the Senate. Maybe it's going to be Senator Romney. Maybe he needs to remember when the bodies unite and pass a bill that goes to the president's desk and he signs it, whoever the president is, it becomes U.S. law. And what does the administrative branch of the government, what is their constitutional requirement and their job? To enforce the laws passed by Congress. Donald Trump has spoken out against a policy that has been in the United States at previous White Houses for more than 20 years, which is to wink at illegal, not immigrants, but illegal aliens who steal their way into the United States illegally. And that's exactly what's been done, winking at it. Catch and release. They catch them, they process them, write their names down, release them with a court date. And 99% never show up for their court date. Donald Trump wants to enforce the law. What about Ben Romney? It doesn't sound to me like he wants to enforce the immigration law. And of course, President Trump has been dying to get Congress to change the law to stop all of this stuff. Just one other thing before we move on. You remember when Neil Gorsuch appeared before the Judiciary Committee of the Senate in his hearing when President Trump had nominated him for the Supreme Court? He said something, and I don't have the exact quote, but I'm going to paraphrase what he said that I really thought was great. He said what needs to happen is the legislature needs to start passing real enforceable bills that they have begun to rely on the court system. On the court system, not to interpret laws, but to fix the half-baked laws that Congress passes and sends to a president to sign into law. So, according to Justice Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice now, the United States legislature has been remiss to pass good laws that end up being signed by a president. We need a good law to fix illegal immigration. So, what is the evidence of the GOP establishment dying? And they are dying. The proof that they're really dying and that Donald Trump has with his election and his policy leadership support among party members, he has at least exposed the move toward more traditional conservatism in the Republican Party. And that is shown in a Pew Research poll released today. Listen to this. According to that poll by Pew Research, not a bastion of conservatism, I got to tell you, says these things. About half of conservative Republicans and leaners, 52%, say Trump has changed the GOP for the better. 36% think he hasn't changed the party much, and just a paltry 9% say he has changed the GOP for the worse. Among moderate and liberal Republicans, a smaller share, 34%, say Trump has changed the party for the better. That's not a shock. And they say 49% say that he hadn't changed the party much. Only 11% say he's changed the party for the worse. Those who identify as Republican are more likely to view Trump's impact on the party positively, that's 53%, than to say he hasn't changed the party much, 34%. By contrast, the balance of opinion is reversed among independents who lean toward the Republican Party. 51% of independents say he hasn't changed the party that much, while a third say he has changed the GOP for the better. Only about 1 in 10 of those independents in either group say he has changed the party for the worse. Additionally, don't forget, in the midst of all of this furor over illegal immigration and trying desperately to tag the responsibility for this child and parent separation going on at the border, trying to tie that to Donald Trump, his approval ratings among all voters are higher than those of Barack Obama after his first 500 days in office. One by one, we're watching as numerous political left-leaners quietly make moves toward the right, toward real conservative ideals. towards Donald Trump. And let me tell you, let me predict for you something that you need to watch for. As we move closer to the midterms and as we move into 2019 and 2020 and the next presidential election, polling is going to get worse and worse for Republican candidates and for Donald Trump. And here's the reason why. There is so much uproar, so much nastiness, so much vitriolic conversation against conservatives and against Donald Trump, against the Republican Congress and the Republican Senate, that people are going to be a little bit wary at telling pollsters, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter, and yeah, I'm a Republican. They're going to move to the back of the bus, go to the back of the house, not answer phone calls when they see it's a polling service calling, because they don't want to be labeled, even though, I promise you, they're Trump supporters. 1 month after Donald Trump declared that he was going to run for president, I predicted in writing on Facebook before dnewman.org began, I predicted in writing, to the chagrin of many of my friends, liberal and conservative, it didn't matter. They couldn't believe that I would do it. But I predicted Donald Trump would be the next president of the United States. And it's not because I'm a genie. It's because I think you and other Americans are smarter, much smarter than these pundits that go out and have a vested interest in denigrating this administration, this president, and his policies. Don't forget, yesterday, we played a audio soundbite of this guy on MSNBC, Donnie Deutsch, who in that soundbite said that they're not running against Donald Trump anymore. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about all who supported Donald Trump. He even used an illustration. We're like Nazis talking about conservatives. He said, conservatives are like Nazis standing at the border. Remember World War II when they were sending certain Jews to concentration camps and other Jews to the ovens at Auschwitz? He used this illustration. Conservatives are like standing at the border pointing and saying, you go here, you go there, you go to the concentration camp, you go to the ovens. And said conservatives that support Trump are like Nazis. I don't know what history book he read. I don't know where he got his definition of Nazism. But folks, we are far short of being Nazis. Why should all of this news, this new news, the Pew Research polling that I just gave you, why should it be shocking to GOP establishment leadership? It shouldn't surprise them. But it does. And that just blows my mind. It should prompt them to do just what more than 60 million Americans have done, get on board. It's not so much about going all in for Donald Trump personally. It's about what he's achieved already for Americans and what's on the table looking ahead. It's about fulfilling campaign promises. They don't relate to that for sure. It's very rare for any Republican or Democrat to fulfill a campaign promise. It's not about liking or agreeing with Trump messaging methods and verbiage. I hate some of the stuff that go into his tweets, but you got to admit, he gets his message across. You may not like his messaging, but the substance of them is pretty darn good, and there's a whole lot of Americans that agree with most of it. It's about the United States. It's economical and social turnaround that was totally transformed by his predecessor. Away from the greatness that had pushed the U.S. to the top of the pile of all the countries in the world. And when Obama said he was going to fundamentally transition America, he foretold what he was going to do, and he followed through on his promise. That's one that Americans wish he hadn't followed through on. Could Trump do things better? I really don't know, but I think he could tamp down the rhetoric of those who constantly attack him by simply toning down the tone of his messaging. But you know what? Maybe if he did tone it down, American conservatives that had been ignored for so long by their senators and congressmen would not be in such full support of President Trump. He's making a lot of noise, and sometimes you got to make noise to get people's attention. My summary of all this, folks, it's real, real simple. Listen to this. Establishment Republicans should open their eyes to the truth that the good old party really is dead. One GOP dinosaur called it perfectly last week. John Boehner, former House Speaker, said this: there is no Republican Party. It's now the Trump Party. Boehner said that in a nasty fashion, but you know what? Pretty sure he was right. It's going to wrap it up at the Truth News Network.
Don't ever miss a story or podcast. Get an email link to every new story and podcast by entering your email address on the homepage of dnewman.org. If it's relevant, you'll get it here.
Thanks for listening in. Let us hear from you at dnewman.org. So long, everybody.